Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Lamed Vav, and we are on Kuf Lamed Hey Amabez in the sugyas of Rishis Hagez in this second to last parak of Maseches Chulin, and we are within the statement of Rava. If you remember yesterday, we had the statement of Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi said his shita was that Shutfid are pturim from Rishis Hagez, two Jewish partners. Jewish partners, not a non-Jewish partner. Two Jewish partners, Rabbi Loi on the bottom of Amud Aleph had quoted the drasha of Tzoncha v'lo shel Shutfis. That was Rabbi Loi's din. Why? Because of the singular Tzoncha. And Rava comes along now on Kuf Lamed Hey Amabez and says, even though in the following eight contexts, if there is also a singular Lashon, don't think that Shutfin are excluded from these items as well. So that's what he's going through each and every one of the items. So first we have Truma, and then we have Chala, and then we have Peya, and then we had Bechora. Those are the first four that we did yesterday. That by each of them there is a singular Lashon, but the singular Lashon is explained away by a different pasuk that is inclusive, that is plural, and therefore we use the singular Lashon to exclude something else. For example, Lim'ute Akum. Lim'ute, a non-Jewish Shutfis. But either way, we're up to the next context, the fifth one, and that is three lines from the bottom. Mezuzah. Says the Gemara Mezuzah. Afagav dechsiv beischa didach in shutfis lo by mezuzah. So the chsavtam am mezuzos beischa uvisharecha. Right. So again, it's singular. So you might think that it's only if you own a house with a partnership with a Jew. This putter from mezuzah. So afagav dechsiv beischa didach in shutfis lo. Even though you might have darshan beischa singular as yours and not with a partnership, katzav rachmana. That's what the Torah says. Later on, at the end of the second parsha of Shema, l'man yirbu yimeichem yimeivenechem. That's why it says plural. So that, going on, the assumption is that pasuk is going on mizuzah. It's not just going on the entire section of Schar Va'onesh in the second parsha of Kriya Shema, but it's going on specifically mizuzah. L'man yirbu yimeichem yimeivenechem. It's plural. So elve'ela beischa l'mayasa. So why is beischa singular? What is that excluding by hilchos mizuzah? L'kid de rabba. To amar rabba, because rabba says, well, the last time we spoke on mezuzah was in the middle of Maseches Menachos. You see on the side, Menachos Lamed Daled. That's where all the halachas came up of Stam, if you remember. So says the Gemara, what are we dashing from the singular of Beisecha? Derech Biascha, the way that you go into your house. That's what we darshan it. Right? Even though it says Beisecha, you could add in an Aleph and darshan it. The way that you go in, meaning a righty usually goes in, Min Hayomin. You go in with your right foot first, that's how you start off, and therefore that's how you know that a mezuzah goes on the right side of the door. Says Rashi, Labayis, Sha'ata Koveya Mezuzah, Ukshu Nichas Labeso, Ragleha Diyamina, Ayel Bereisha. Because when you're going somewhere and you mean it, then you put in the right foot first. Nimsa Shayamin Beknisa Hu Derech Biya. And that's why when we go in to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we talk on, when we speak to Him three times a day, we are supposed to go with our right foot first. We're supposed to, that's the Yamin. The post can point out that even if there's a whole house of lefties, you put it on the right side. You don't go by, you know, it's not like tefillin where you switch based on, you know, whether righties or lefties. Even if you have a whole house full of lefties, you're still going to put it on the right side, even though we darshan directly ask them in a yamin, but once we darshan it, that is the halacha that stays. Tosfos here, and the Rishonim here have an important discussion. What was the havamina by most of the other items on the list? It says singular, so therefore I would have said excluded shutfin. Kamashwan is a plural pasuk. I would have used the singular for limute shutfis akum. That's what we did most of them, right? By the earlier, we said by Truma. Hanach Dagan Chalam, Alilim Ute Shutfis Akum. That's what we excluded. What about the other ones? By Peya, Lim Ute Shutfis Akum. So why not here? The Gemara does not say Lim Ute Shutfis Akum when it comes to Mezuzah. Taptosis. Tema Amai Lo Amar Shutfis Dovik Ochavim. Kitgar Bakal Hani Dilael. Why don't we say Shutfis Akam is excluded, and I would learn that if you own jointly an apartment, a house with a guy, you're pater from mezuzah. Well, would I really? Thank you. All service. Okay. So the Tosa says, So is that something? Why doesn't the Gemara exclude that? Tosas here does not have an answer. Tosas here does not. So we have to look in the Rashba. The Rashba. No, wrong Rashba. The Rashba on Chulin. We'll get to the Rashba on Brachas later. Bez Hashem. Says the Rashba right here. He asks the same question as Tosfos. In Tomar, Milo Armina, basically, Lamute Shurfis Tagoi, says the Rashba, V'nira li, Mishum Mezuzah Chovas Hadarhu, Ulishmira Asuya, V'afilu de Shurfis Tagoi, Yisrael Hadar, but Sarach Shmira. The answer is because it's wrong. If a Jew is sharing a house with a non-Jew, he still has to put up a mezuzah. There's no patur of shutfiz guy. He has a chiyuv. Why? Because 2 points he makes. He makes chovas hadar, and therefore there's a chov for the Jew living there. And number two, who needs the shmira? The Jew's there. We know there are certain elements. It's not the mahus of the mitzvah, but there is certain elements and halachas that are learned out from the fact that mezuzah protects, right? The Gemara says, women are obligated to mezuzah. Don't women need shmira too? The Gemara says. So I need shmira even if I'm in a house where a guy is a shutef with me.
So I need him on yerbu then.
I'm sorry.
Just say it's in a shmira and
even. So maybe it's part of the fact that once we know, you have to say maybe it's included in that. But either way, based on this though, there's one little more extension that we have to talk about. What happens if a Jew is living in a house or an apartment that's fully owned by a non-Jew? The whole question that Tosfos and the Rashba are dealing with is if it's half and half. So the Chiddush Ran here goes that one step further. The Ran says, "Da'atu mi gara bayezesh shel shutfis mi bayez shel kusi she yisrael hadar b'chayav lasos bo mezuzah." So the Ran takes it as a davar pashut, extending this idea of the Rashba, that of his grand rabbi, that we should say that if a Jew is living in a house that's owned totally by a non-Jew, he has a chiyuv to put up a mezuzah. Schovis Hadar, the Shmira, that is the Rashba. If you look in the Meiri here, the Meiri argues. I'm sorry, not the Meiri, the Mordechai. The Mordechai here argues. I'm not going to read it inside because I'll just read it to you from Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Pei Vav. This one's a different volume. It's Dalet. I think there was four. Anyway, so the after all that, so the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah have a machlokas. Machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, what we hold about this din. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the, I think that if I remember correctly, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashba that chayiv in a mezuzah in a house that's totally owned by a non-Jew, and the Ramah quotes the Mordechai that Eve, if it's totally owned by a guy, then you wouldn't go that far. Big machlokas, why not? What about the shmira issues? The Nosei Kelim discuss it on Shulchan Aruch, the Shach and the Taz, but feel free to. I think I have a copy of some of it. Oh, here. So the Shulchan Aruch quote, right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shita of the Rashba, and the Ramah quotes the Shita of the Mordechai, the Bayis Shal Yisrael Va'akum, Pater Mi Mezuzah. Even in the first case, I'm sorry, the Ramah says, even the Me'ikar Adin, a Shurfis, would be Pater. And the Shach says, why? The Kivat Shahamiksas Shal Akum, Pater. The Gamishum Sakana, Shalo Yomar Ha'akum, Shal Yisrael Osek Shafim. A guy will say, what are you doing here with my house? You're putting on some amulet up on the wall? See, he would not be interested in it. Either way, so it's a machlokas, we've shown him, machlokas, aposkim, what one does if one has a partnership with a guy. Maybe you could, let's say an office, right, where one eats also, right, so all of this, where it could come up to have shutfis. Just one final point, and that is, in Chidushi Rav Meir Simcha, the Meshech Chachma has, on this Gemara, he says, why is it, he says, Hama'ayin Yireh, right, this is the least famous of his big three, right? The Or Sameach and the Meshech Chachma, obviously, are his famous ones, but he has two volumes also on Shas, Chidushi Rabbeinu Meir Simcha. So there he quotes, Hama'ayin Yireh, the Hagemara lo Maskir, Gabi Mezuzah, Shutfis Oveiz Kochavim, Rak Beischa, Derech Biyascha, Vatozvis Yergishu Bazeh, Vachem Gabi Makeh. We're going to talk about Makeh soon. It also doesn't suggest it there. And also, Gabi, and Vahamayin Beshitchi Sashmua, Yizbonain, that when is it excluded? By Truma, Rashis Ageiz, Peya Bechar and Meiser. By those, the Gemara excludes Guy, but Tzitzis, Mezuzah, Makeh, as we'll get to soon, it doesn't exclude Guy. What's the difference between these contexts? The Tosfos is limited, the Tosfos and the Rashba is limited to the Mezuzah question. But remember, the Meshech Chachma says, step back for a minute. There are a number of cases where the Gemara doesn't suggest it. By Tzitzis, by Mezuzah, by Makeh, and the others they do. So says Rav Meir Simcha, Venireh. the dafka b'mashe ditzivtsa haTorah liYisrael laseis ola kohen ola levi ola aniim bazenis my shurfis over it's going to leave them. There's a mitzvah of nesina, so we exclude guy. It's not items that have to be given if it's owned by a guy. Where there's an idea of Nesina, so then Shudfis Akub is going to pater. And that's Meiser, and that's Truma, and that's by all of them. Peah. But where there's just a mitzvah to do something, to do an action, could go in ma'ake, tzitzis, mezuzah, lo yitachin she'tiftar Torah la Yisrael, but ma'david shudfis ma'akim. Just because a guy owns part, but I still have a mitzvah to do something. Forget, it's not a din on the items that have to be given over. I have an action to do. Whether it's on me, tzitzis and tefillin, or on the house. I have an action to do, I'm not giving anything. So therefore, those would be those would not have an exclusion. You need more time. Okay. Anyway, that's his Reir Simchas Chilek between all of the contexts. We go weiter. Says the Gemara. Next case, Matanos. Where are we? No, Meiser. First line. We only did four words so far. Meiser. By Meiser it says Degancha, also singular, your grain. Tilach in the Shudfis lo. Your grain is Chayiv, and the Shudfis maybe shouldn't be Chayiv. Katzav Rachmana, Meiser Osechem. Says the inclusionary word, Meiser Osechem. El Meiser Degancha, Lamayasa. So why the singular of Degancha? Lemuth is Shudfis Ta'akum. Right, it's Bolate. Tosa's question is belated. It sticks out because the previous ones excluded Akum. This one excludes Akum. It's smack in the middle. You don't have mezuzah excluding Akum. That's why you have to give some kind of answer to deal with that question. Rav Yashiv is bothered why you need a separate idea of exclusion or inclusion by each of these. Madua nitzrachim limudim nifradim lo mod chiyuv b'shnei shudfim Yisrael and light shudfis in nachri gam b'tshuma v'gam b'meiser. So many limudim from Shuma to Meiser that you should say just have one limud. One limud saying that Shudfis Akum is excluded. V'tirid shemeduber kan v'meiser sheni. V'hu eino dome l'truma. Shenu chalomo mimena. Meiser sheni has a chumra that Shuma doesn't have. Shemama gavahu v'chalolav kedusha. U'matzina meiser sheni dinu chiv shonimi truma. And therefore, says Rav Yashiv, maybe that's why you can't learn one from the other, because here you could say that we're talking about Meiser Sheni and not just Meiser Rishon. Meiser Rishon is more connected to Truma. Not fully, as we'll talk in a few minutes also, but Meiser Sheni is not, it has Chumers and Kulis, so therefore it is not comparable. Okay, fourth line, Matanos. Next, Matanos, the topic of the last parak. Zerol Chaim and Keva. Ava Gav the Chaz of Rachman ben Asan. Even though the Torah says v'nasan, singular, ikalameimar, and he shall give. Ikalameimar yalav nesina nesina mereishas hageis. I might have thought that you learned matanos from reishas hageis. Mala halon de shutfis lo, just like there, Rebbe Loi holds that shutfis is excluded. Avkan de shutfis lo, so to hear by reishas hageis, by matanos we would say should be excluded. Katzav rachmana me'eis zovchei hazevach. That's what the Torah says there in Dvarim, from zovchei hazevach. You have to take the matanos from those who shech the karbon. Anybody shech the karbon. When you give it, if it's a partnership, they are going to have the chiyuv of matanos. Ella. So now the Gemara says, so it's included. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Ella time of the kazar achmana me ace zovchei hazevach. So what? The only reason that there's a chiyuv in matanos, meaning zero lachaim and the keva, is because there's an inclusionary pasuk that says zovchei hazevach halav hachi hava amina neilav reishis hageiz. But without that, I would have learned gzeira shava from reishis hageiz. I would have learned matanos from reishis hageiz because of inasan adarava neilav bitruma. Right, adarava. Why would you have learned it from reishis hageiz? Maybe we should have learned it from truma. Why is truma better? Again, nesina says titein lo by truma too. Why would that have been better? So Rashi quotes, fourth line, V'lo tibayikra, ta'akula v'chumra, l'chumra makshinan. So we know, there's a principle, comes up in Baba Kama, comes up in other places, right, whenever you have a choice, l'chumra makshinan, as the Rishonim say, the Meiri says this in Shavuos Lamed Gimel, as the Ramban says this in The Rabban says this in the Shrushim. We've quoted this before, that Gzeir Shava, even though Gzeir Shava, we know, cannot be darshan on one's own, as the Gemara says in Sukkah, Ein Adam Dung Gzeir Shava, Elam Ken Kibla Me Rabo, but which context you compare it to, that's open. The Gzeir Shavas weren't given every prat uprat to the Talmidim, that there's no flexibility. They were given the word, let's say in this context, the word Vinasan by Matanos is supposed to be meant as a Gzeir Shava. Do you darshan it from Rashis Agez? Do you darshan it from Truma? That's up to the Talmud. There is some Svara put in there, and that the Talmud is allowed to have. So therefore, here, we would have darshaned it L'chumra. So therefore, says the Gemara, why do you need the Pasuk for? So the Gemara says, You're right. We don't need the pasuk for that. Hakanami meizofke zavach lamalis. What do you need the pasuk for? Look at the Rava, Dama Rava, Hadinim atavach. As we said earlier in the last parak, the halach, the pasuk of zofke hazavach could teach me that shechting, the shechter is the one that has the chiyuv of the matanos. Right, that's when the chiyuv kicks in. Even though yes, we spoke about the kaz of matanos shelo hermu, but still the shas hashchita is the crucial point. Thank you. Here you just brought me the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch says there in Reish Pei Vav Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says right there. We got it over here. Let me just find it. The Shulchan Aruch says Elu Makomo Shechayvim and Mezuzah Echad Shari Batim Veshari Chatzeros Medinos Vayaros Refes Bakar. All of these that we've spoken about. Ubeis Hashutfin Kulam Chayavin. Shulchan Aruch says Beferis, a partner, it's not a machalik between Pashas, even a partner with a guy, right? Because it's not excluded, even a partner with a guy, which is the Shita of the Rashba, the Shita of the Ran. Haga, v'davka k'shebayis ha-shutfim Yisraelim, aval bayis ha-Yisrael v'obi k'chavim, patrimi mezuzah, Mordechai, v'chein chatzeres v'ayirah shemikzas v'obi k'chavim, darim sham, patrimi mezuzah. Unbelievable. So what does the Mordechai do with the Shmira issue? So it might be that the other factors override the Shmira issue. The fact that the guy thinks I'm going to do Kishuv, right? The other issues. So again, there could be items that override the Shmira issue. I didn't bring it, but if you remember the Rambam in Hilchas Mezuzah says that even though Shmira is an element in Mezuzah, that's not an Iker element. And therefore, we shouldn't be writing Shemos of Hashem extra and other Kabbalistic items on the cloth itself. At least on the front side of the cloth. On the back side of the cloth, there's never been hugging. But either way, that is the Rambam about Shmira. And we continue. Says the Gemara now. Bikurim, first wide line. So what about Bikurim? So again, remember this is all Rava talking. This is Rava talking for 30 lines explaining how Rabbi Eloi, even though he patters Shutfin by Rashis Hagez, he does not pater Shutfin by all these other contexts. This is all Rava talking. And we continue now. Bikurim, first wide line. Avagad dechsiv artzecha. Right, you have to bring Bikurim from your land, singular. Didach in the Shutfin's law, which would will lead me to think that it's only singular, not Shutfin, because of Rachmana, Bikure, kol asher be'artzam. Everything in their land as it changes it on the side. Ella Artzacha Lamalisa, what do you have? What does the sealer word Artzacha mean? Limute Chutzla Aretz. Your land excluding Chutzla Aretz, that obviously is not included. It's not only excluding Chutzla Aretz, it's excluding all things besides Shivas Aminim. Shivas Aminim is the only items that are obligated by Bikurim. But Artzacha, your land, land given to the Jewish people as a whole, as one unit, excluding Chutzla Aretz. Good. Tzitzis. What about tzitzis? Ah, but after Chazav Rachmana, kisuscha. The pasuk says kisuscha. The end of Dvarim. Didach in the shutfis lo. Your beged singular is chayv and tzitzis are not shutfis. Chazav Rachmana al kanfei big day hem l'darosam. Their clothings. Right. So therefore, it's plural. L'darosam. So el kisuscha lamali. So what does kisuscha exclude? Likid de Rav Yehuda. As Rav Yehuda says, Am Rav Yehuda. Talis Sheula, Peturim, and that Sitzis called Shloshim Yom. A borrowed Talis is part of him Sitzis for 30 days. Similar idea by Mezuzah we have in other contexts outside of Eretz Yisrael. But a borrowed Talis, there's no chiyuv to put on Sitzis. And therefore, when I'm not Gemina, we're not borrowing Begadim nowadays. our articles of clothing that we borrow don't have four corners, but where does this come up? In terms of bracha. If I borrow a talis from someone and it's theirs, salach is, you don't make a bracha on it. We don't make a bracha on a talis she'ula. The big shaila is, what about a shul's talis? What about a shul's talis? So that is the Mishnah Brura in Simin Yudalit, Sifka and Yudalit. The Mishnah Brura says, V'kal zeh b'taliso shalish prati. By a talis, if I borrow somebody's talis to put it on, so I do not make a bracha. Ava b'taliso shel hakal, ke'ein shalanu hamitsuyos b'bate knasios. In Radin, they also had talisim of the shuls. Tzarech levarech alav l'kuli alma. Gotta make a bracha on it. Via filu, this is the Mishnah Brura talking. Via filu lavshu rak lavar lefnei hateva olalos latorah. Even if you just got the put on the talis to get an aliyah or to go daven, and it's mincha. Mishum the talis shel kahal adai to dahachi kanu mitchila. Because this was the das of those who bought this talis. Shekomi shalobi shoso sheyias shelo kemo beesrog. Right, and that's what the Mishnah Brura says. Also, they should have no. Now you don't make a bracha. There's no bracha because the risim oso, but there's no mitzvah sitzes at night. If you want to say it's like the Rishonim that say it's a chovas ha-beg and not chovas ha-yom, still you want to make a bracha because it's a machlokas. Fine. So that is the Mishnah Brura. But if you look at the Piskei Tshuva says, why is it that so many people don't do this? Why is it that people run up to get an aliyah, Shabbos mincha, they rush, put on the talis, and they don't make a bracha? Why is it that people are going to daven for the yamud, many times they don't make a bracha? V'hine, im ki kein matzinu shesasmu aposkim kalach ha-psuka, levoyach b'chol inya talis ha-kal, lemaisa nahug ha-alma, the minhag ha-olam, and he quotes this from Shlomo Zalman, and the Mishnah Halachis, and the Rivos Ephraim, Ephraim Greenblatt quotes this, the minhag ha-olam is she'ein mevarchin. Many times. Unless the Gabbai tells you like beforehand, you're going to get an aliyah. If you just called up, you don't have time. It's also Tircha de Tzibura. I'm going to stand there. Nobody else does it. And I'm going to stand there and put on my talis with ituf and make a bracha. It's also a little bit of yura. It's a little bit if nobody else does it, if I know about it beforehand, I'm not wasting the Tzibur's time, mela. But if I'm rushing up there, so there is a little issue that maybe, unless you, this is the halachas, so I have to show them. But the Shlomo Zalman says, it could be the minigol. It was not. Shem Mevarchin, Shem Esatif, Rakmish will cover that Tzibur. The Kovil Feyateva, Vola Torah, or a Kohen who just goes up quickly to Duchin. Rakmish Esatif, Shekavaras will Tzorch Mitzvah, Sitzes Mevarch. And therefore, says Rishlomo Zalman, Nasnu Tam, Liyashim in Hagan Shay Yisrael, it must be that in these cases where you're just putting it on, Litzorah Kovid, and Kavarat Tzibur, Lo Karina Beyashar Tachaseba, Ve Einzu Atifa Machaiva Sitzes. When you put it on, this is the case. And he says also, if you have a moment, and if you know you're getting the aliyah, and for sure, if you're borrowing the talis to daven with, like for shachris, then for sure, that's not just kavanat tzibur. But if you're just putting on for kavanat tzibur, if you know, if I'm going to take over at yishtabach, if I'm going to do something and I have time to put it on, well, if I'm wearing a talis anyway, but if you have time to put it on beforehand, once you look at chila, do real ituf, and make a bracha. And have kavana. If you have kavana davka shalolatzis, maybe that's what you should have, to add on to this for Shlomo Zalman. That when you put on just kavanat tzibur, have in mind not to be kona it. Not to be kona it. Okay, either way, but that's a sugya that flows out of this halacha of talis she'ula, all 30 days, is not chayev in tzitzis, bichla. Next, ma'akeh. Building the fence around your roof, you might say lagagecha, singular. So if you own, if you have shutfin with on a roof on a house, then you're pater. Because rachmana ki yipol hanofel mi menu, singular. If the nofel falls from it, ki yipol hanofel. And anybody who falls down, doesn't matter whose house it is. Rashi says kol shera uili pol menu v'afilu b'shutfis. Anybody who's right to fall down from it, doesn't matter whose house it is. That's what we darshan. Ela gagecha lamali lamai asa. So why is it come lemuute bati knesios bati midrashos to exclude shuls and bati medrash? There's no chiv mitzad yasei. I mean, it's makal gagecha. I think l'chaora you'd have to say that the los asei still applies to the tzibur as a whole. Ki los asin davim veisecha ki yipol anofa mimenu v'yasei. Rav Yassi's ma'akel gagecha. The essay has the limit, but it's still a dangerous situation. What? Just because it's a shul, you don't have to put up a ma'akeh? So l'chor, the los asay would still apply, even though the asay is there's the p'tur. Meaning there's no kiyum mitzvah by a shul, because it has to be owned by a singular, by an individual, or by partners, but it's not by the tzibur. But l'chor, the los asay would apply. You see Rashi in Bate Knesios, she'ein chelak le'echa mehen bo, sha'af l'bnei ever hayamu. Shul belongs even to the people ever hayam. Shuls are public property. Va'od she'eino beis dira. Also, without a beis dira and bias, halachically has to be a beis dira for you to fulfill the mitzvah sase. But again, the lo sase l'chora would apply, and for sure the mitzvah of v'nishmatem ol nafsho seichem. Right, there's other aspects as well. Right, you shouldn't walk away from this gemara thinking that shuls and schools do not need to put up ma'akos on their roofs. Okay, we continue. That was all Rava. Right, explaining again, Rabbi Eloi, even though he has a patur shutfis by Rashi's Agaz, he has chiv in all these other cases.
By definition, shutfis is 50-50?
No, I don't think it has to be 50-50. It could be anything. I don't know if there's a cutoff, 99-1. I don't know if there's any, right, it has to be a miyat, recognizable. I'm not sure. Amr, Bibi Barabaya, now we have two arguments on Rava. Number one, Lazar Lani Chloe. I argue on all these klalim that he says. He darshins it for something else. No! Because I know there's another case where Rav Eloi says Ptur Shutfin. Titania. Behema Shutfin, Hashutfin Chayevis Bibichora. Rabbi Eloi Potra. Right there. Rabbi Eloi Potters Shutfin from Bechora. Not Shutfin of a Goy. Shutfin of Jews. Rabbi Shutfin of Jews. Rabbi Eloi Potters. And my time of Rabbi Eloi. Excuse me. Right time of Rabbi Eloi. Techsiv Bikarcha Vitsoncha. Right? It says, you're singular. I Vahaksiv Bikarchem Vitsonchem. Your bakar, your cattle and sheep, to kol Yisrael. It just means all Jews are chayiv in the mitzvah of Bechora. But says Rabbi Bar Abaya, you see there's another one. Bechora, also Rabbi Loi Potters. And Rashi adds in, and where does he know this from? He knows this as the Pasuk says. But Pashas also, if he says this by Bechora, he would also say it by Truma. Because if he's machayiv by Truma, you would have learned the Gzeirah Shava. From Truma, says Rashi. So it must be that if he's pater from Bechora, so too it must be that there's a pater from Truma too. So that's where Bibi knocks out some of the cases of Rava. Amar of Chanina Misura, he continues, Lazar Lani Klali, he also argues, Titania, Behemas Ashutvin Chayevas Bimatanos, Rabbi Eloi Poter. Rabbi Chanina from Sura says that Rabbi Eloi even paters the Matanos, Zorah Chaim Akeva from Shutfin. My Taima, Yolef, Nesina, Nesina, my Rachis Hagez, Malahalon, Shutfis Lo, Afkan, the Shutfis Lo. He learns it from Rachis Hagez. I, Bisak, Adadah, Betrumah, Machayev, Nele Gemara says, he says it expefarish. And if we say that Shum is Chayev Shutfis, Nelef, Nesina, Nesina, Mitruma, as Rashi said before, Lachumra, Makshinon, Elashmami, no, Betrumah, Nami, Poter, it must be Betrumah, Poter. So we have two later Amaran that say that Rava. They do not think that Rava has the right pshat in Rabbi Eloi. Machlokas, whether Rabbi Eloi extends his p'tur outside of Reishis Hagez and applies it to other contexts as well. Okay, here we go. E. So now that Barzim is about to say, we have laid down in the Limudim over the past 30 lines or so that Rabbi Eloi learns Reishis Hagez from Truma. Right, that was the original case on the bottom of Amud Aleph yesterday. Kuf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. How does he know that Reishis Hagez is pater from Truma? So he says, right, Tzon Chalamli, he paters it, and he compares to Truma. We really get to Truma. So now the Gemara is about to ask, I think, seven questions, right, to six or seven questions. Hey, if he compares it to Truma, so why don't we apply blank halacha from Truma to Reishis Hagez as well? That's what we're about to do. So, number one. Ima truma ba'aretz in b'chutz la'aretz lo. If truma only applies in Eretz Yisrael, so af matanos. Also matanos, not just, well, comparing it to matanos or reishis hageis, as we'll see, because he also compared it to matanos, through Allah HaMekeva, ba'aretz in b'chutz la'aretz lo. We should also say it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Mishnah, if you remember, at the beginning said not. Rabbi Eloi himself, we'll get to on Amabez. We had a machlokas about that. Machlokas in the Mishnah and Rabbi Eloi, and the machlokas we showed him about it. But the Mishnah at the beginning of Bzerov al-Chayayim, remember back on Kuf Lamed, what did the Mishnah say? Hazarov al-Chayayim va-keva, no agin ba-aretz u-b'chus la-aretz. Right? So according to Rabbi Eloi, the Gemara says, if Truma is only in Eretz Yisrael, so, and that's the model for these other mitzvos, so to Matana should only be in Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, mina harbil, in. True. True, that's what Rabbi Eloi would say. V'yotanya Rabbi Eloi Omer, matonos ein nohag in el ba'aretz. That's true. V'chein hay Rabbi Eloi Omer, reishes ha'geiz ein nohag el ba'aretz. Even reishes ha'geiz. Matonos and reishes ha'geiz are both nohag in aretz. Right, that's the machlokas we showed and we spoke about 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Whether matanos reishes ha'geiz apply in chutz la'aretz. My time is Rabbi Eloi, what's the reason Rabbi Eloi limits it? Amar Rabbi Yolav, nesidin nesidin mishuma. He learns it from Shuma. Matruma ba'aretz in b'chutz la'aretz lo. Afreishes ha'geiz ba'aretz in b'chutz la'aretz lo. So in a chinami. Echrami learns it from Truma, and Reishis Hageis and Matanos only apply in Eretz Yisrael, even though you might say, what do they have to do with the land? They have to do with the animals. It's not a mitzvah tzvuya baretz. It's not like Truma perfect, right? But in Echinam, it doesn't matter. There are some halachas that are limited to Eretz Yisrael, even though they are not mitzvah tzvuyas baretz. They end up being mitzvah tzvuyas. They are mitzvah tzvuyos be kedushas haaretz, even though they're not limited to the gush haaretz. Different type of mitzvahs that are limited to Eretz Yisrael. What about Bechora? Would that be limited too?
I
think that's another discussion. The Gemara has that discussion. But Bechor Chutz La'aretz. In Echinami, I think it does.
We started with Bechor, right?
We started, the last question was about the proof of Rav Bibi Bar Abaye was from Bechor. But we said that the second one quoted Truma as a model, and also Rashi quoted that Truma seems to be the model of all these mitzvahs. Number two, Amar Le Abaya, Ima Truma Tovelas, Avreish Zageis Tovelas. If Truma is Tovelas, meaning before you take off Truma, what's there is Usur, so to Avreish Zageis, we should say it's Usur Bana, until you take off the shearings. So Gemara says, no, Amar Le Amar Kra, Avreish Zageis Soncha Titein Lo. No, it says, give the first shearings to him. Ein lecha bo ela meireishiso ve'elach. There is no status until meireishis, until you take off the reishis. Right? Rashi says, the Rashi about the 10th to last skinny line. Ein lecha bo ela meireishiso ve'elach. Misha hufrash v'naase reishis hu shelo. Avo meikara ein lo shem acher. There's no other status before this. And therefore, you can't say there's a status of tevel. There's nothing before this until Rishis is created. There's nothing. You're Mavata la Mitzvah if you don't take it off. But there is no Rishis. I don't know if before you shear it, so you might not be Mavata la Mitzvah. Once you shear it and don't give, that's a bit of la Mitzvah. Number three. Ima Truma Chayav la Misa v'chomesh. Av Rishis Ageis Chayav la Misa v'chomesh. Why don't we say that just like if you eat Truma, B'mezid, your Chayim Misa. If you eat Truma B'shogeg, you have to pay back and add on a Chomesh. So the Bereish is a Gez, you should be Chayim Misa V'chomesh. What's the Havamina? You do what with Bereish is a Gez? You can't eat it. You don't eat wool. Stosa says, what's the parallel? When are you going to be Chayim for Misa V'chomesh? Stosa says, V'yavagav, the Bereish is a Gez, lo Shaycha Be'achila. You can't eat it. V'ein B'truma Chomesh Ela Be'achilasa. Shum is only hanaas reishis hi achilasa. Important tosfos, right? The hana can be called the achila. So havamina that you be chayiv misa for making clothing out of reishis hageiz and wearing it without giving it to the kohen. Amazing havamina. Amar kra. So we say no. Umesu bo ki yichalalu v'chulu v'yosef alav. Right, the pasuk says there, a love by truma v'lo reishis hageiz. Only truma is chayim misa, but not for not reishis hageiz. Bo v'lo reishis hageiz. Right, so that's where you have the two exclusions, not by reishis hageiz. Next, number four, ima truma rishon v'sheni achareha av reishis hageiz. Rishon v'sheni achareha. If truma has matanos that follow it. Right, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. After Truma, you have mitzvahs that come after it. Maybe Reishis Hageis too. You shouldn't have to give the first shearings. Maybe you should have to give extra shearings. So some of the Achronim just wonder, what's this Havamina? Right, what does Meiser Rishon and Sheni have to do with Truma? They're separate mitzvahs. They're counted as separate ones of the 613. Do they can't fall? You could even, what happens if a Levi is right Hekdima B'Shibolin? The Gemara talks about, and you take Meiser Rishon first. So. Tzorech Ian, what exactly, is there a content connection the Gemara is trying to say? It's like a Levi to a Kohen. A Levi, right, if there's no Kohen there, you can skip the Levi. Because the Levi's Kedusha comes from his Shamshus to the Kohen, right, serving, Shemesh to the Kohen. So here too, is it Belech or not? So it's a big Kiddush. What exactly is the Havamina here that was saying, just like Truma has, unless it's just practically, no content connection. Just like by Truma, there are items that mitzvahs that follow it. So to here, so makro rachis in lechabo ela rachis bovad. No, just rachis, no other matana. Next, number five, ima Truma mechodesh ala yashan lo, afreishis lagez mechodesh ala yashan lo. Just like Truma, you know, you can't give from different years, right? So too, you should say that by rachis lagez. Answers the Gemara, incorrect. That one is correct. For Hatanya, the Brisa says, we'll have to talk about what we hold, but this is what Rabbi Loi holds. What if I have a sheep, and I shear, and I put it away in the cabinet, and I shear, I have it all upstairs in storage. Shnayim v'shlosha shanim, even for years, ein mitzdarfos. They're not mitzdarif. So the Gemara says, one second, why did it say two rechelos? Hachamish mitzdarfos. What, if there are five, which was the minimum shear, they would be mitzdarif? V'atanyei mitzdarif. We learned in a brisa that says they're never mitzdarif. Ela shmamina. What must you say? The first brisa is mashma, five would be mitzdarif. The second one says not. Hadra Rabbi Loi v'hadra Rabbanan. It must be that it's a machlokas. And Rabbi Loi really holds that you're not mitzdarif them, mechadash al yashan, just like when it comes to truma. Okay? Yeah.
The five was not so that we get to the shear.
You need both. You need both. You need a number of sheep, and you need a shear. That's what the pashas was from the Rabbi Sol. It says you need five, and then how much from those five? Be'ez Hashem, I hope, again, 100%, still not 100% sure, but I hope that next week's Daf Pi'in shear will be a summary of these two prakim, Perek 10 and 11, through the eyes of the Shulchan Aruch. Basically, just go through the Shulchan Aruch, which will help us chazer all of the, right, there's two simanim in Shulchan Aruch. If we don't do it now, we're not going to do it for at least another 7.5 years. Right, that's pashtus, unless we're farmers. Right, just to go through the Shulchan Aruch. What's halacha lemaisa? Anyway, so next, number six. Imat, next potential comparison. Imat truma gadol b'chiv chiv. Gadol b'pater pater. By truma, we say whatever grew in shas hachiv, that's chayiv. Whatever grew in shas haptur, meaning it was owned by a guy, it's pater. Avresh zageiz nami. Gadol b'chiv chayiv u'pater pater. We should say whatever grew in a time of chiv chayiv, whatever grew in a time of pater, you're pater. So why don't we say that? But first, let's prove it. V'gabi truma minolan. Where do you know that by truma? If truma grew in a state of ptur, you're pater. D'tanya, because the brisa says Yisrael shalak achsa debi surya be'avigal chavim. Yisrael that buys a field from Surya, which is chayev at least in Durabanan in Trumas and Meisers, from a guy actually via shlish. If he bought it before the produce or grain grew a third, chayev. These chayev they would give regular matanas because that grew beyond Yisrael. Mishehi via shlish, but once it grew a shlish, Rabbi Akiva machayev b'tosefes. Rabbi Akiva's mechayev in what grew afterwards, v'cham potrin, because that's still called grew by a guy, even if it was before shlish. But even though, what's the fundamental principle? If something is labeled as grown in a guy's field, you'd be pater. Machlokas is what's considered being grown in a guy's field. Rashi quotes, this is related to the sugya of yesh kinyan la'akum lahafkia midei meiser. Right, that's the shita, but you see that it is but by truma, God of Achiv Chayev, God of Pater Pater. So why don't we say the same thing by Rachis Hageis? If it grew Bishat Biyad Goy, it should be Pater. Vachite Machanami, if you want to say it's true, but that's not true, based on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Alokeach Geison Ove Gochavim, Pater Rachis Hageis. If you buy the gazed sown, if you buy the sheep, the wool, on top of the sheep of a guy, you're putter. Why? Because it's not soncha. Hog sono ligzos, mashba, if you would buy the whole sheep, including the wool on it, then you'd be chayiv. Right? So, isn't that against? Right? Why wouldn't we learn it from Truma? Answer, masitzin, delok Rabbi Loi. You're right, Rabbi Loi would argue. Just like Rabbi Loi argues, we'll see soon, about chutz la'aretz. So he argues here too. So by the way, whenever this sugi comes up, it's important to mention Yesh Kinyan Lakum Mafkimi De Maisers, the important, famous actual shita of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish shita about Yesh Kinyan La'akum, that just means there's a ptur for the mitzvos. That does not mean the kedusha is gone for the isurim. That's the huge discussion relating that shita to the Hetamachira. Hetamachira, that's the first page. You don't have to go far in the Chazon Ish Shviyas. The first page, that's what he says. Lo, what does it mean, yesh kinyin? Lo rami su mitzvahs truma al tfuazu, afilu ki hadar lachi Yisrael. V'davka lin yishubas su maizos ubi kurim, to mitzvos ninhu, gido akum pater, aval inyin arla, v'kilayim, di isure ninhu, b'chol makom shechein g'day lin asurin, to kedushas aris lo paka. V'chanami b'gidol hektish, avagab de poter mitruma, mikol makom noig bo kilayim, v'chulu. That's his shita. And, relates obviously to the Bechira. Somebody told me, I don't know if it's in the same context, but somebody told me this week that there are a lot of kulas of the Chazon Ish when it comes to Shvius. Besides the Hetta Mechira issue, but there's a lot of other shilas when it comes to what you're allowed to do and how you're allowed to plant. The Chazon Ish bent over backwards. He tried because he knew there were so many farmers that were here that were on the borderline of, you know, are they going to stay firm or not? Are they able to make a parnasa? See, he tried his best to find the kulas in order to help them. Again, where he couldn't. But that's the Chazon Ish, like he writes in Hilchos Shechita and many other places. Where he tried to be Makarev those that were there. Okay, next. I think this is number 7. Ima truma mi min al she'eno min alo. If by truma you can't be mafresh from one type on another type, operations are gaze mi min al she'eno min alo. So the rations are gaze, you shouldn't be able to. So if a guy be truma min alo, and how do you know by truma? Before we related to Tanya. Hoy lo she'eno min e te'enim shechoros velavanos. You have two types of dates. Figs, black and white. In Torah, no maaser mizal zev. You have different types. You can't be maaser or torim on each one. Rav Yisrael Gomer Mishum Rebbe Elazar. Bishami Omrim Ain Torim. Bishel Omrim Torim. So Bishel says torim. Af Rishis Agaz Mimin Al She'eno Mino. I'm sorry, Tormin. Af Rishis Agaz Mimin Al She'eno Mino Lo. So the question is that should you say that just like we have certain cheetahs by truma that you can't be ma'asim v'mil shein amino, so the rishis like, hey, answer incorrect. Rabbi Eli would say, compare this to truma. After all, what does our Mishnah say? Hayilo beis minim shechuvos v'levanos, dark and white, amachalo v'shechuvos v'levanos, zenosin latzma v'zenosin latzma. What our Mishnah say, if you only sell them some of your figs and not the others, each one has to be, take off rate, not some of your figs, some of your animals, some of your sheep with different color wool, you should have to take off mafresh from each one. So you see you can't be mafresh from one to the other. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. You think that's the pshat of the seifa? The reason that each one has to take off is because they're different types? What about the next line? Elameata, seifa diktani, zachar mavalona kevis, zenotin lasma, zenotin lasmo. If one keeps males, one keeps females, it also says do separately. Hachanami, mishu, dushay, mini, ninu. Right, that's also because of two types? I've heard of by people, men are from Mars and women are from Venus, but I've never heard of it by sheep. By sheep, if you have different types, males and females, pashas is the same type. So if the Mishnah says that it's different type, that you should be mafresh separately, it can't be because it's halachically different types. Elo, it's a tova kamashlan. It just be the Mishnah, it must be that the Mishnah is just giving good advice. The lace of lay, mehach derach, mei da'ashun. You don't want to give all your best wool away. So give some from the male, which has harder wool, and some from the female, which has softer wool. Just giving good advice. So to the previous case of the Mishnah. By the case of Shchufos and Levanos, Eitzatova Kamashmal, and Delays of Lumitravayu. The reason must be because even though it's one type, Eitzatova. So what do you see from the Mishnah then? That you can, if it's one type, you can separate it, but there's no raya from the Mishnah that different types. So we're back to the original question. So why don't you say, in a case of two types, you should say that you cannot be mafresh from one type to another type. Gemara says, "Hokinu l'basisu lo k'Rabbi Eloi." Don't worry about it. Rabbi Eloi would argue, just as he'll argue on the Mishnah before. He'll argue on this case of the Mishnah too. Fine. Last one. I think number 8. Imach mabeinon she reishis sheshi yarehani karin. By the way, there's a problem with the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam seems to quote. He says, "I'll just read you the Rambam," and then the Kesef Mishnah and others try to figure out how the Rambam could say it. The Rambam says in Yud Yud Aleph in Bikurim, Hayilo Shnei Mine Giza. If you have two different types of shearings, Kigon, Giza Levana V'Giza Shchuma, O Gizas Zacharim V'Gizas Nekevos, Umachar Min Zev Iniach Amin Acher, Zenosin Latzal Masha Lokach, Zenosin Latzal Masha Shear. He pashes quotes against our Gemara's Maskana. He quotes males and females as an example of two types. So the Kesef Mishnah first has one Lamdish answer, and then he has an unbelievable line. And if this is true, this could answer up half the questions that are ever asked on the Rambam. Sometimes the Rambam would quote the language of the Mishnah, even though the Gemara totally turns it over on its head, because that's how we're supposed to understand the language of the Mishnah. Unbelievable. Right here, Yud Yud Aleph. Va'od yesh, where is it? V'ubi'inyin ha'yizachar min akevas, yesh lomar delishna de masnisa nakat, kemin hago, umasha yisparesh b'masnisan yisparesh kidvarav. However you explain the line in the Mishnah in the Gemara, that's how you fit it into the Rambam. Wow. That's an amazing line in the Kesef Mishnah. Bikurim Yud Yud Aleph. Sometimes the Rambam will quote the Mishnah verbatim, even though it's difficult to understand and the Gemara has a totally different shot of it, because that's the Mishnah. And however the Gemara reinterpreted the Mishnah, that's how you can reinterpret the Rambam. Wow. Okay. Anyway, weiter. Imat Truma b'inan sheshiyereish sheshiyereini karin. Just like by Truma, you're not allowed to give your whole field as Truma. You have to have some left over for you. Afreish zageish sheshiyereini karin. So the Afreish zageish. You should not be able to give your entire flock. So my answer is in. That's true. V'atnan, the Mishnah says in Chala, Ha'omer kol garni truma. If somebody says, my whole granary is truma. V'chol disasi chala, my whole dough is chala. Lo'omer klum. That's meaningless. Ha'kol gizayai reishas. But in Mashma, if somebody says, all my giza is reishas, dvarav kayamin. It works. V'tan yidach lo'omer klum. There's another bright that says, you can't do that. Ela shramina, ha'rabi loy, ha'rabana shramina. It must be Rabbi Loy argues. Period. Summing up. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, he says this elsewhere, back in Brachas, Ha'idra Nogla Alma Kehani Tlas Savi, the world is knowing like these three old men. Ki Rebbe Eloi Bereshus Hagez, Titania Rebbe Eloi Omer Reshus Hagez, Idra Nogla Alma Baaretz, like Reshus Hagez that is only in Eretz Yisrael, Krebi Yudah Ben Besera Bidivrei Torah, like Rebbe Yudah Ben Besera Bidivrei Torah, Titania Rebbe Yudah Ben Besera Omer, Ein Divrei Torah Mekablin Tumah, against the Takana of Ezra. Remember from the third parak in Brachas, Ezra said that a Balkari has to go to the mikvah before he learns, before he davens. So Rabbi Yudah Mesira came along and said, nope, Divrei Torah ain't a makablin tumah. And that's why nowadays we pass that you don't have to. Ok, Rabbi Yeshua, b'kilayim, like Rabbi Yoshia and Kilayim, the Tanya, Rabbi Yoshia and Kilayim says, Rabbi Yoshia, Omer lo'olam ein chayev at sheyizara chito sar v'chartzen mapolas yad. What is Kilay ha-kerem? Of the vineyard, we would think that it's only vine and one seed planted. So Rabbi Yoshia says it has to be two. It has to be chita and saora planted with a vineyard. That's kilei akerem, not just one. So the minhag ha'olam is like these three elders that have these limitations on these concepts. Again, that is what we hold. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch and Arachaim, Simen Peches, Maker Adin, we hold that you don't have to go to the mikvah. The Achronim quote, there's a chumrah, Baal Nefesh Yachmir, those who want to still be medaktik for the Takan of Ezra, but Maker Adin, we don't pass in that way. One final point, and that is the Rashba. The Rashba notes in Brachas there, Chavez Amid Aleph, how did Rabbi Yudah ben Besera do this? Ezra HaSofer made a takana. You have to go to the mikvah for Balkari. What's a Balkari? Every time a man is with his wife. He becomes a Balkari, so he's not allowed to daven and learn before he goes to the mikvah. So in the olden days when they all had mikvahs in their house, fine. But how can he just uproot that din? Right? It's Davar Shebeminyan. So says the Rashba, V'yesh lomar da'asa Ezra v'lo kabilu minei elanog b'lahakel v'as Rabbi Yudah ben Besera v'achzik b'yadayu v'kar al shmo. Ezra made the takana, but it was never really popular. So people were makel about it. So really, Rabbi Yudah ben Besera was the one that reinstituted it, and that he was makel about it. Others say, the Tosfos Rush says there, that maybe it was built in, one of those built-in ones. Ezra, so for himself, Ezra built in that if there's a time when people aren't knowing it, so then it could fall away by itself. Ezra hisna shakomi sharosa yavo yivivatel. Okay, that's what the others are missing. You have to give some answer to that question. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir tonight. Parsha tonight, 8:45. And again, Daf Bein Shir is already up, I saw. And we will continue. Mitzvah Shir continues, by the way. Mitzvah Shir continues. Feel free. 192 yesterday. Feel free to join us at any moment from any number.